For some, the words Easter break conjure palm trees, beaches, and mojitos. Now for others, including Dana Bowen, Easter break is synonymous with adventuring in new territory and finding foods that you can't eat elsewhere. She spent one of her Easter breaks in Sicily and reported on it for Savour magazine. Dana is currently executive editor of Every Day with Rachel Ray. Hey, Dana, welcome.
Thank you, Lynn. It's great to be here.
Why did you decide to go to Sicily for Easter?
Well, you know, there's a real special energy to Sicily during Easter, particularly during Holy Week or Settimana Santa. It's sort of a time and place where you sort of emotionally experience the connection between food and ritual and belief and culture, like really like nowhere else on the planet.
What is it like?
Well, you know, first of all, no matter where you go, whether you're in a small town or a big city like Palermo or Catania, you encounter these processions, these parades of musicians and people where literally everyone in town, from the school children to the mayor, is dressed in black, carrying these beautiful ornate statues that each of these processions marks a different stage in the holiday of Easter, in the week of Easter, be it the Stations of the Cross or Good Friday. And everyone comes out for these beautiful processions with their families and with their friends, and then before or afterwards they'll have a great meal. So what you really experience during this time is the coming together, the feasting that the holiday is all about. And, you know, I will say something else that's so special to me about Easter in Sicily is that there's this sense of Easter being all about renewal and rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that in the food, of course. It strikes you that it must be more than a coincidence that at the same time, after a long dormancy of winter, you're seeing bits of green. You're seeing the tender artichokes coming to market, the wild fennel and the wild asparagus that are coming up on the roadsides. People are pulling over in their cars and hopping out and harvesting, you know, foraging these wonderful foods. It's this incredible synergy where the ricotta is at its richest and most delicious in spring. And, of course, that goes into all of Sicily's amazing desserts like cassata, the ricotta cake, which is rimmed in marzipan. And that's one of Easter's specialties.
So tell me, what did you eat?
Oh my gosh, what didn't I eat? We were really so lucky to be invited into so many people's homes. One of the most memorable meals was actually Easter meal in Ragusa with the family of a woman named Giovanna Cascone. And Ragusa is in the southeastern part of Sicily. And we arrived early in the morning on Easter Day, and Giovanna and her entire family had the outdoor oven, just blazing, and they were preparing bread. They made the most wonderful dish called scaccia. It's a bread where Giovanna made a very fine dough, and she rolled it out paper thin, so it covered the entire table, almost like a sheet. And then she slathered a sauce of tomatoes and some fresh pecorino, and she just started rolling it up and kind of elaborately folding it until it was almost like a calzone, you can imagine. She baked it to a crisp, and it came out just as the most delicious dish. And she was also making things like lamb empanada, which is, you can tell from the word empanada, sort of related to the Spanish empanada. And that's sort of like a lamb pot pie, and all it was pieces of lamb with parsley and garlic wrapped up in a pastry dough and put into that same oven.
Oh, this sounds so good and so elaborate. I mean, holiday food can be in Italy these incredibly intricate dishes.
Indeed, and you see that, of course, in Sicily. That's one of the things that makes Sicily so special, is this layering of history, of the Spanish, of the Greek, of course, the Arabic, and many of those culinary touches are elaborate and are very rich. At one point, I said to Giovanna, who had been cooking all day, and I said to her, are these Easter dishes, Giovanna, that you only do during Easter? And she stopped and she sort of thought about it for a while, and she said, well, it's not that we only make these dishes for Easter, but Easter is such a wonderful excuse to make them and to remember them. And I just thought that was such a beautiful sentiment, you know, that here are these spring dishes and an excuse to get together with your family and make them again.
Dana, thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Dana Bowen is executive editor of Every Day with Rachel Ray. Now head to the website, splendidtable.org, where you'll find a recipe for that tomato cheese pie. And another thing you'll find being eaten all over Italy right now are young new dandelion greens. And guess what? You can find them here too. Start scouring local weed beds and lawns. Now, you're looking for the tiniest of the tiny. And when they're small, they have just the right amount of tang. You need to get them before they become too bossy. Then make a salad with your spoils. Just balance the snap of the greens with caramelized carrots, add some pistachios, and toss with a garlic-laced dressing, and you're off. So you can find our dandelion and caramelized carrot salad on the website, splendidtable.org.